This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qul ja'al wa zaqal batil innal batil kana zahuka. Rabbi shali sadri wa yassir li amri wa halul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. My dear brothers and sisters of Palestine, especially the people of Gaza, I would like to tell you that we love you and we respect you. You know, you are doing Fardhi Kifaya on behalf of the Muslim Ummah. You are protecting the third holiest site in Islam, that is Masjid Aqsa. You are doing Fardhi Kifaya on behalf of the Muslim Ummah. That is the reason we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He give you steadfastness, may He give you sabr, may He ease your sufferings, and may He give Jannatul Firdaus to the martyrs. And what's happening in the last 1 month is nothing but genocide. More than 75 years ago, you all gave protection and refugee and home to the people, the Jews. And few years later, the same Jews, they kick you out of your house. And when you want your home back, and when you're crying for justice, they are calling you terrorist. What they're doing now for the last 1 month is nothing but genocide. And as of today, that is the 11th of November, the Israelis have killed more than 11,000 innocent Palestinians. And more than 2/3 of them, they are children and women. More than 40%, more than 4,400 are children, and more than 27%, more than 2,900 are women. And they are breaking all the rules of the international rules that is supposed to be followed during war. They are targeting innocent people, especially children, especially women. They are targeting hospitals. What they did, they destroyed Al Ahli Hospital, where they killed hundreds of people targeting the hospital specially. And what they are doing is nothing but genocide. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He ease your suffering. And I would like to tell that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing. Whenever there is a calamity, it's either a punishment or it's a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us through this calamity. And I'm sure that majority of the Palestinians, especially from Gaza, almost all, they will pass this test with flying colors. And we know that there are many mothers, even after the children are being martyred, they are saying, Alhamdulillah, this is the will of Allah. And they say that even if we have more children, we would love to send them in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, Allah is even testing the people outside Palestine. What are we doing? What are the Muslims outside Palestine doing? And the beloved Prophet Muhammad said that the Ummah is like one body. If one part suffers, the whole body is in pain. I've given a talk on the topic, 13-point action plan for the Muslim Ummah regarding the Palestine cause. Time will not permit me to say that now, but if you have time, do watch this program and you will realize I've given a 13-point action plan for the Muslim Ummah. And it's the duty of every Muslim that besides the Palestinian they are passing with flying colors, even we should do our duty. And whatever we can do, whether we pray for them, whether we spread the message through the social media, whether we go in a protest against what's happening, against the killing, whether we boycott the product, whether we contribute what we can from our own way, you can see the full talk of mine. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He ease the suffering of the people of Gaza. May He bless them. May He give them steadfastness. May He give them sabr. And may He grant Jannatul Firdaus to all the martyrs of Palestine. And Allah promises in the glorious Quran in no less than three different places. In Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 33. And Surah Fatah, chapter number 48, verse number 28. And Surah Saf, chapter number 61, verse number 9. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولُهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالدِّينُ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. That Allah has sent His messenger with the religion of truth, so that it will prevail over all the other religions, over all the other isms, whether it be atheism, whether it be communism, whether it be socialism, whether it be Christianism, whether it be Judaism, whether it be Hinduism. Islam is destined to supersede all, kulli, master them all. And however much the mushrik don't like it. And one place Allah says that وَقَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِدًا, and enough is Allah as a witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require you and me, the rubbish that we are. For Allah to solve this problem of Palestine is very easy. He can do it in a second, just by kun fayakun. But He's testing us. It is our duty that we stand up for the cause of Palestine against the terrorist, that is the Israel, against those who are causing atrocities. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may, inshallah, the people of Palestine be victorious in this cause. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.